This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And for those of you new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares. And experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, researchers, authors, physicists, programmers, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. And I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Shane Connor, and his website, goodnewsnuke.com. Welcome, Shane.
Hey, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's delightful broadcasting with you. And I'm delighted to welcome you to the faculty. So, goodnewsnuke.com. And, you know, I have in the studio civil defense survey meters, and you and I were talking about this, and I guess these ultimately came from you because you bought the most of the inventory from the federal government. What happened to the civil defense program? Because I remember back in the 1950s and the 1960s, our teachers in elementary school saying, okay, we're going to have a little drill today, and what we're going to do is we're going to leave our class seats very, very quickly but orderly, and we're going to go into the hall, and we're going to sit with our backs against the wall, and we're going to put our heads down, and then we'll come back to our classroom, you know, after a couple minutes. We used to do that. We don't do that anymore. What happened to civil defense in the United States?
Well, it was an early casualty of political correctness. We've had 60 years of the disarmament movement trying to dissuade anybody from any alternatives to their agenda, which was to ban the bomb. They wanted everybody to feel that there's no surviving any nuke. Your only chance at survival is to go ahead and ban the bomb completely. And unfortunately, after 60 years of this, most people feel today that if a nuke were to go off anywhere, the best they can do is bend over and kiss their butt goodbye, which is unfortunate because it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy for these people that if you think you can't survive, you're not going to strive to learn how you could. And thus you are going to be a casualty. So after Reagan left, the first Bush administration started the curtailing the FEMA state partnership that had these meters in every county in America and fallout shelters. And then the Clinton administration totally shut it down. And we've only got half a dozen states that kept their labs open, kept their meters, and they're still out there, primarily for EMS and fire departments, not for the general public. Texas, Ohio, Florida, and a couple other states have kept their program up. And primarily they're concerned about trans-state shipment of radioactive materials. If they had a train accident or a truck accident, they could respond to it. So anyways, we're largely on our own because the politicians have also bought into the myth that nukes are unsurvivable. And unfortunately, 90% of the expected casualties are 100% avoidable if only people knew what to do and not do.
Okay, so why don't we talk about that? So what, on your website, you have another website as well, and it's called KI4U.com. If you go there, there's a link that says what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent. Can you give us a instruction on what should we do? So we listen to the radio and we're here, they're coming, it's going to be just a few minutes and they're going to be here, duck and cover, or what do we do?
Well, the first thing to that everybody needs to be taught, especially your children, is that if there is a sudden, surprising bright flash, brighter than anything you'd ever seen across town, the last thing you want to do is run to the nearest window to see what it is. And we saw this in Russia with that meteor strike a couple of years ago. They had 1,500 casualties, and this was from people rushing to the nearest window to see what the bright flash was. And the shock wave is delayed. It's like lightning and thunder. You see the flash first, the thunder comes later. Well, the shock wave is also delayed, and they had 1,500 casualties. And in the goodnewsnuke.com article, we talk about one teacher there. For whatever reason, she had everybody duck and cover, would not let them impulsively rush to the windows. She was still standing up as she's making sure all the kids are hunkered down. And when the blast wave came, she was actually injured. I mean, it was serious enough. But none of her kids were. But other kids in the school that had just rushed to the window with their teachers, they had a lot of casualties. So the first thing is duck and cover. Any bright flash, hit the deck. I mean, even if you're caught out in the open, you're 8 times less likely to be hit by the shock wave or to be picked up by it and thrown against something, 8 times less likely just to lay down flat on the ground. We're dealing with a 3-second tornado-strength wind, and the last thing you want to do is have your nose pressed against the closest glass window.
Excellent, excellent point. So if you're outside, get down on the ground and make yourself as close to the ground as possible. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and if you have a chance, I mean, this bright light is going to be casting some big shadows. And if you're in the light area, go ahead and dive behind something that'll put you in the shade and out of the thermal energy as well. And this is so easy to do because you're going to have on the order of 5 to 20 seconds before the shock wave arrives. We've seen those pictures of the explosions where, for instance, the rocket fuel place went up, and you could see that shock wave going out from the center of the explosion. So you got this bright light, brighter than anything you've ever seen in your life. Hit the deck. Don't rush to the windows. Get below windows. Get down. And it's going to show up within the next 2 minutes. And it's going to be over in about 3 seconds. It'll blow through, and then that's it. And that's a lot of your casualties are going to be people that did not do that. In the Good News Nuke article, we also talk about double bomb survivors that survived Hiroshima and then went on to a safer city. Unfortunately, they went to Nagasaki. Right. But from what they learned in Hiroshima, they were able to save many people in Nagasaki because they told them, if you see a bright flash, hit the deck. Don't go outside looking for the source of it.
Mm-hmm. What about those who might be inside? Should they race to the basement right then and there?
They need to get down and away from any windows. They're going to have a tornado strength blast wave coming towards them from the direction of the light. So if they can go deeper, that's fine. But you don't want to spend any time where you're exposed in movement. In most cases, you're better off just ducking right where you are. Mm-hmm. You don't know how many seconds you have before it's going to show up. So if you've got to run through a room that's going to expose you to a window to run downstairs, I would say just duck and cover right where you are.
We have a friend who was showing us some steel doors on tornado shelters, and one of the things he showed me was a video of a university test where they fired a 2x4, let's say 8, 10, 12 feet long, out of like a cannon at this door. And the idea was to show how strong the door was. Now, the idea is not to talk about that fallout or that shelter, that tornado shelter, but won't there be projectiles flying through the air that we need to worry about as well?
No, absolutely. And that's part of the reason you're getting down from the window, because with the shock wave, it's also carrying along a lot of the crud it's picked up before it got to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be down and below it. I mean, just think tornado. And the tornado's got a lot of stuff in it. And the last thing you want to do is have your nose pressed against the closest window. So you've got to get down and below and underneath this. And the interesting thing we found was typically the largest weapon that both sides have, all the three major powers, is going to be 500 kT. Most of the weapons run 100 to 500 kT. There's a few larger, but most of them are going to be in that neighborhood. And with a 500 kT, you've got total destruction where you would not be able to survive at ground zero. And that's about a 2.2-mile radius out from the center. Unless you happen to be underground in a subway or something at the time, you're gone. Now, for that 2.2-mile, to get to the edge of that 2.2-mile where it starts becoming survivable again, because the pressure is starting to go down, if you've duck and covered, it's going to be 8 seconds before it gets to that point. And then it's going to go on for about 20 seconds past that out to about 9 miles. And we're talking about the pressure wave, and it's getting less the further it goes out. If the population was evenly distributed over the entire affected area, and you subtract out all of the people that are lost in the 2.2-mile ground zero area, there's 15 times more people in the blast zone but outside of the area of total destruction where duck and cover could save their life. Over 15 times fewer casualties are possible when everybody knows to do duck and cover. But what's going to happen today? If it happened today, every kid at school, everybody at work, everybody at home, everybody, if we had a bright flash on the other side of town, they're all impulsively rushing to the nearest window because this is no longer being taught. And this is really tragic. And it's going to be such a needless loss of life. Think of that, 15 times more casualties simply because people weren't taught.
And that's a really good point, because as you were saying that, I was reflecting. I believe we were taught that 2, 3, or 4 times per school year in the 1950s and the 1960s, just to make sure we knew what to do. And now we're not being taught at all. Shane Conn. And his website is at usapreparers.com in the instructors tab. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation and analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Shane Connors with us, and the website, goodnewsnuke.com. Shane's got 17 years in the business of civil defense equipment and education. He's got the largest inventory of civil defense era survey equipment in the country. And he's got the largest non-government radiation calibration lab in the country. So he's been in this for a long time, and he really has a handle on what to do. So I'm at the Good News About Nuclear Destruction website. Shane, when we move on to some of the things that we need to think about, like what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent. What do we do? Do we stay? Do we go? How do we make that decision?
Well, it's a tough decision. You've got to have thought all this out beforehand. It's kind of like playing musical chairs. You could be anywhere during the day, and you need to know that in your regular travels to work or to school or picking up the kids, if that bright flash happens, you need to know where you would go, and you need to be looking at places besides your home if you couldn't make it back to the home where you might have to sit it out. And there's an awful lot of opportunities here. When you're dealing with fallout, understand first that the plume is going to go downwind, and it's a relatively thin pizza slice. Maybe 5% of the compass rose is going to be affected. So a lot of people that make preparations, the fallout's not even going to come to them. But everybody needs to know how to do it because we don't know where you're going to be relative to the wind and where the bomb went off. But what you're looking at is 48 hours. The fallout is dangerous because it's giving off so much energy, which also means it gets weak very quickly. It dissipates. In the first 7 hours, it's going to already have lost 90% of its lethal intensity. And another sevenfold increase in time, 7 times 7, roughly 2 days, it's going to have lost 99% of its lethal intensity. So even if you got yourself into an expedient, cramped, uncomfortable situation, you can put up with anything for 2 days if it provided you enough distance and shielding from the radioactive fallout if it happened to come where you are. For most people, movement after the nuke has gone off, if it's anywhere near close to you, I'm not talking 100 miles away, but if it's anywhere near close to you, your best bet is going to be to hunker down right where you are. It's not going to be to get out on the road because everybody's going to be doing that. The roads are going to be clogged up. You're not going to make that quick 3-mile trip as fast as you might have otherwise. Most people just needed to stay home because the fallout wasn't even coming near them. But you're going to have a lot of people out on the road. Most people will be better served to just stay where they are rather than risk being caught out in the open, caught in traffic, and then exposed with no protection whatsoever.
You know, as you mentioned this, I was stranded in Maryland. I live in Missouri, and I was going to a high school reunion, my 45th. I never made it there, and I was stranded at a rest stop for 2 days, and I said, with my wife, Mrs. Finelli, and I said, you know, this is a really a good test, and it's great being stranded here, even though it's a little uncomfortable, and even though we don't have any heat in the vehicle, but we do have a blanket, and we do have some food and water, so we're pretty good. It was a great test to see if we could just stay where we were for a couple days. And I didn't know why. And this was just, you know, within the last 10 days that this happened. So I think you're absolutely right. You need to discuss this with your family and figure out where you're going to go, who's going where, so you don't go looking for each other and cross paths and not find each other, right?
No, absolutely. For any natural disaster, civil disturbance, financial crash, whatever happens, you need to have contingency plans for, if everything goes to hell, if you're here, go here. If you're here, go there. And, so you know where to expect your other family members when you're able to move around again. And
let's go, for the rest of this broadcast, why don't we go down the list of, you know, what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent? You know, we did stay or go, but then what do you do first? Then food, then water, then shelter. What do you do immediately? How can we build a shelter? Where do we get plans for that? Where do we get ideas for that? And then essential details and so forth. We'll be right back.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why should
I
have got here?
Take my. When you go to the TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Shane Connors with us. And you can go to his website, goodnewsnuke.com, goodnewsnuke.com. And he has another website, KI4U.com. Shane, so what do we do if we know it's coming? What do we do first? You say that You know, you need to delegate and assign different adult family members to specific tasks. Can you share with us specifically what we need to think about right now? Because we could be in the path of nuclear destruction at any second.
No, absolutely. We wrote the Good News Nuke, and also the document it points to what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent. We wrote them for an audience that largely doesn't exist yet. We understand that the majority of people are not going to read this information until something has happened in the world, whether it's here or Pakistan and India trade a nuke or Iran or Syria kicks up or North Korea gets really belligerent. Until a nuke has gone off somewhere in the world, most people, they want to think about anything other than this. But when it has happened, everybody's going to be in a panic. We're going to be sold out in 24 hours. So we wanted to write these documents for that coming audience and concentrate on what they can still do and acquire locally. And there's tons that people can do in resources that they have locally that if a nuke comes closer to home or another one comes, they're going to be able to locally put together whatever they need to do. So let's say a nuke has happened overseas and you've got this information at hand. You're going to be directed for what supplies to go get, what food to get, loading up water at the house. You can never store too much water. And if you have enough adult family members while that's going on and somebody's grabbing the supplies while everybody else has got their, the deer staring into the headlights going on trying to figure it out. If you're in motion and you can do some of these things while the stores are still good to go to, other adult members at the house can go ahead and commence building your fallout shelter in the house. And what we're trying to do is maximize mass around where you're going to hunker down for 48 hours and also position it so that we maximize the distance away from the fallout that will be outside on the roof, on the ground, in the tree leaves, et cetera. And I'll give you, for instance, if originally where you're looking at putting your shelter would be 10 feet away from the outside where the fallout would be, if you can simply reposition it to double that distance to 20 feet away from where the fallout would be by being in a more central place in your house, you just cut the gamma ray lethality, the strength of it, to one quarter of what it was at 10 feet away. So distance is the first thing that you want to maximize. And if you have a basement, great. We're going to go down in the basement and do something. But everything we're talking about can be done on the ground floor. If you don't have a basement, you're just going to want to maximize the distance and pile up anything that has weight, has mass, and will absorb some of the gamma radiation. And we're talking books, we're talking full file cabinets, we're talking the water barrels, and again, we could have simply trash cans that you went ahead and put a new liner in and ran a hose inside and started filling it up with water. You needed that water. And if you're on a ground level floor where you don't have to worry about putting too much weight on a floor below, you're going to want to position your water and your food and your ammo, all of this stuff, you want to encircle yourself with it in the smallest space that's still comfortable and also have a top to it. If we got under a heavy table or pool table or anything else so that we can pile more weight on top of it and simply get as much weight around you as possible, it will be absorbing the radioactive gamma rays from the fallout that'll be coming right through the side of the house. These are like X-rays, and it will absorb it. I mean, 2 feet of earth, or 3 feet of cordwood is going to make a huge difference. And anything that has weight, you want to add it to this encirclement that you're going to do. And we have pictures of this and how to do it, and we have videos of people doing it. I have a video on the what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent by Creston Kearney doing this at his house. He's the fellow that wrote Nuclear War Survival Skills book. And he's showing how he's doing it with cardboard boxes that they simply threw dirt into. And he piles them all up and around in a pile, and they crawl in under there. And, again, 48 hours later, yes, you're cramped, uncomfortable, et cetera, et cetera. 99% of the lethal intensity is gone. You can, at that point, safely join the evacuation, but in a lot of cases, you don't even have to do that. It's over. So you're not having – what we want people to understand is you don't need a – $60,000 bunker out in the backyard. We don't want people disqualifying themselves from doing anything because they think it would require such a high hurdle that they're not going to have the time or money to do. So this is the key. The free information that we have is more important than any of the products we've ever sold. And if we get enough people reading it in time, it'll save more lives than you know, the 30,000 nuke alerts we've sold in the last 17 years, you know, and the 8 million doses of potassium iodide and everything else. Knowledge is the key. And when we're sold out and everybody's in a panic, we want to make sure they've got the knowledge where they can do and acquire things locally that'll make all the difference in the world.
You know, you mentioned potassium iodide, and there was a panic when Fukushima went off. And I mentioned to a friend, why don't you go pick up some? So he raced over to a store that had some, and they had five bottles. And he said, okay, I'd like to buy those, but he didn't have all the money. So he said, let me give you this deposit, $20, and I'm going to an ATM. I'll be right back. And when he came back, there were less than five in the bag. So what happened was even the store panicked and took out some for themselves of what he just agreed and they agreed to sell him. So you're absolutely right. I can see, and this happened within minutes, okay? They decided they weren't going to honor their agreement because they thought he might know something that they didn't know, and so they were going to keep some for themselves. Bottom line is, you're absolutely right. I can see the highways filling up with people in a panic, and it's every man, woman, and child for him or herself, and it would be chaos. So in this line of discussion, how do you answer the question? You know, I've seen these videos, someone saying, I've seen the images of the fallout shelters from the 1950s. And you know what? They wasted their money. They filled them up, and now all the food that's in there is rotten. The water is unusable, and the mattress has mold on it. They wasted their money. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'd ask them, do you consider it a waste of money that you've been paying for fire insurance and your house hasn't burned down yet? Are you mad that your house hasn't burned down yet?
Great point. Great point. I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. And
I mean,
so
it's insurance. And, yeah. You know, most of the preparation, when you get into it, the food and the fuel and all the different preps and the toilet paper and all this stuff, you know, with most of the preps, they're going to serve you for any disruption in service, not just nuclear. I mean, what if you lost your job? I mean, that happens a lot. Wouldn't it be great to at least not have to worry about food for 4 to 6 months while you're looking for a new job?
You're absolutely right. And who hasn't lost his or her job recently?
Yeah. I mean, you know, or we could have Ebola virus where we all have to, you know, we all have to stay home, self-quarantine ourselves for weeks or months, who knows what. And again, you're going to be able to use these supplies. And a big thing we're going to be looking at, of course, is a financial, monetary, economic collapse, civil disruption. You know, I mean, or any cascading combination of those, one after the other, where you're going to be wanting to stay home and, you know, the services may not be available. Electricity may not be on. Water may not be running. So, but, you know, even if none of these bad things ever happen, the majority of the preps that you're making, you've already saved money because for a lot of them you bought them in bulk. And if nothing bad ever happens, you can always use the toilet paper, eat the food, you know, use the fuel that you put the preservative in. And you haven't wasted money. You saved yourself some trips to the store, and, you know, it's a pretty good guess that all the stuff you bought is going to cost more next year anyway. So if you can stock up, it's dumb not to, even if you don't expect a disaster to happen.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, over the last several days, we've had friends visit the farm, and they just show up, okay? And we didn't have to say, hey, we're so glad you're here. By the way, if you're hungry, we don't have anything. If you're thirsty, we don't have anything. That's not what happened. So we are prepared, and that's all we're talking about. All we're talking about is having what you need in advance of what you need. That's what preparation is. And in this, I'm at ki4u.com. That website of yours, and there's a really neat post on what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent. And if I went down to some pictures you have, and it shows a basement, and it looks like a 1950s, 1960s basement, little workshop in there. It looks like Dad is preparing a homemade shelter. I see another image there where Dad has got some a chest of drawers and some books and some things piled on some piece of plywood, and you crawl under there, and you're talking about mass. So there's an image of what we're talking about. And then below that, there's another image, and it says home fallout shelter, lean-to. It's a lean-to shelter, 45-degree angle, to protect you. You crawl inside this lean-to in your basement, and the idea is mass between you and the radiation. Great, great images. So, class, you can get ready. And we're not talking about a lot of money. This is easy to do, but you got to do it. So let's talk about that when we get back. Shane Connor, ki4u.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're interested in going to a gun show, November 12 and 13, RK Gun Shows, Jackson, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's November 12 and 13, Jackson, Tennessee, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we're talking with Shane Connor, goodnewsnuke.com. Shane, I was looking at the website, and let me just read this as one sentence. This is at your website, ki4u.com. Government information and guidance is a vital resource in your response to a nuclear crisis, but for many reasons it may be late, incomplete, misleading, or simply in error. While evacuation might be prudent for individuals who act quickly in response to a threat, governments will be slow to call for mass evacuations before an event because of their potential for panic and gridlock. As past government calls for duct tape and plastic led to sold-out stores, anxiety, and derision from the press, there will be great reluctance to issue similar alarms. If you want to assure that you have adequate food, water, shelter for your and shelter for your family, you must act before the panic without first waiting for government instructions that may never come or come as urgently as warranted. And then you are alone. You alone are ultimately responsible for your family. Very well said. Would you like to elaborate on that?
In our experience, the government's not prepared for any of this stuff. They don't. I mean, even on their best day, this is beyond their capability. Even if they did everything right, like during Katrina, we had 18 truckfuls of MREs here ready to go for Katrina. And what FEMA does is they just set up phone banks. I mean, they didn't have anything to come in there that was already pre-stocked. I mean, you know, we were their inventory. we ended up shipping it to them and also to MEMA, the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. And afterwards, when we got the numbers, we found out that we had supplied half of all the MREs that went to, for Katrina. Most of them went to Mississippi. That's the, you know, because most of the people had already gotten out of the New Orleans area. And, I mean, they just, they set up phone banks. And after 9/11, I told you the story, we get a call from the White House. They want to know how much potassium iodide we have in inventory. And it's flying out the door. And I told them I've got about 300,000 doses left. And they put me on hold and they came back and they said, well, we want to take it all. And I went through some things back and forth with them on how they were going to pay for it. But anyways, that afternoon we had a Learjet. They couldn't land it in the airport outside my door here in Gonzales. So we had to run it up to the Austin airport, up to the private runway up there. And sure enough, here's a Learjet from the government for it. Now, it's not that we're a big deal. It's just to relate to you how behind the curve they are. And through a congressman, a year later, we were able to find out they had a credible threat of a nuke in New York City to follow up the trade tower stuff. Now, we never could find out whether it was a fault deal or whether they found it. We don't know which way that went. But that's also the congressman was able to find out that at that time, the in testimony, FEMA's national supply of potassium iodide a year after 9/11 was only 600,000 doses. So half of that is what we had sold them. And they still did. That's 600,000 doses. That's enough for that many people for one day, if you could get it to them. Now, so, I assume they've got more today, but you're on your own. When something happens, you're going to be on your own.
Okay. I was at your website at ki4u.com, and I see a CDV 700 survey meter. I've got one of those. A CDV 715. I've got one of those. A CDV. Those are both survey meters. One's a Geiger counter, and a CDV 742, a mid-range dosimeter. And you've got a Nuke Alert meter as well. Are they still available?
Yes, they are. And the Nuke Alert's a very good instrument to have. It runs 24/7. It's on your keychain with you all the time.
There you go. KI4U.com. Shane Connor, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you again and again. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.